Thank you so much. I'm sorry that for the second time I take the floor. It was very good discussion, fruitful discussion. And based on what I have heard from the different delegations, that a unified format for the reporting is needed or not, it's something that, of course, the mandate of the meeting of experts is very clear, common understanding, effective action. We are not going to have a decision and or recommendations. And maybe we should wait a little bit to see that either in this session, what kind of the common understanding might be reached on this very important issue, and or wait to the next review conference to see that how much. But the point which I do agree with the certain point which our dear friends has been raised, that of course it would be difficult that to have a one-size-fits-all reporting system for the Article 10. But we should take into account that in several occasions, in other articles and other forums, we have been able to have a tailored reporting by the state parties. It has been done about the, for example, national implementation. It has been done about the obligations under certain provision of the certain treaties, which I do not want to highlight those issues. But always in these review conferences and or on the other fora, when a kind of the measures has been agreed or action plan has been agreed, thereafter it has been encouraged by state parties, all state parties have been encouraged to give reporting, take into account those commitments or undertakings that has been taken by the member states on those, under those foras. For example, just for example, if the non-national implementations on certain provision legislative measures member state has been taken, a liaison office has been established or not. Taking into account the provision of the convention, in particular Article 10, and taking into account common understanding effective actions reached on Article 10, there are many things which could have been used to try to help us to in our reporting based on those of common understanding to have a tailored reporting. So that's something that we have to take into account. Of course, at this stage, even in our delegations, thinking that how such tailored reporting might be possible, and of course, there should be a margin of appreciation for delegations, how they report, and take into account the differences that they might have. But it is very important that these kind of the reporting to be a practical one and meaningful one. The reason that the low participation exists, we should not deny the fact that certain state parties are reluctant to report when they have they come to the regulatory aspect. Regulatory aspect might embarrass other delegations when there has been a denial. So that's one of the other observations. There might be other observations that delegations might not be come to the conclusion that they do not report. Of course, we should encourage all delegations to report on this issue, as we are going to report on many other provisions of the convention. That's something I wanted just to highlight this important issue, that maybe we should think that how we could have a tailored reporting in order to have a meaningful and practical one. Thank you so much.